Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Will tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. There goes Altman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby bunts towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to third for the out. Tapp moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Bausch reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman is walked intentionally. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco juggles the ball. That's an error on Casco. Santo moves to second. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bausch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive towards third. Casco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. Hook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of post. Banks reaches second base with a double. Will moves to third. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bauschi is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson bunts towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Zimmer covering, for the out. Post moves to second. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Casco now playing shortstop. Willie Jones now playing third base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Will bunts towards the mound. Hook picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hook. Ashburn moves to third. Will moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Will scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of post. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-4 in the game. Zimmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank House pinch hits for Billy Martin. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Bill Henry. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Casco moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.